A good news story, which we need. A school in New South Wales, it's combating anxiety among its students by introducing a beautiful, cuddly dog into the classroom. Battling the black dog with a beautiful cream puppy, Rosie. She's 3 months old. She is adorable. We'll put a photo up of her on our 2GB website, our 4BC website as well. And Bronwyn Thorogood is the principal at St Philip's Christian College, Dale Campus, and she's on the line for us now. Hello, Bronwyn, on this Are You OK Day. This is such a wonderful story. Tell me about Rosie. What sort of difference is she making?
Hello, Deborah. Hello, all your listeners. Rosie is making a huge difference, way more difference than I anticipated when we first started thinking about getting a well-being dog. So some of the stories that we're getting already is that I'm Rosie's main carer. So I bring her to school in the morning, and we have some of our students who, you know, have problems actually coming into school. So one of the first days that she came into the she was just a puppy of 10 weeks old, came into our reception. One of our students who's really struggling to even come into school was sitting with his head in his hands outside the head's office, and she walked past, had a little sniff of his shoes. His head was down. She raised her nose up, like brushed on his fingers, and he looked up and smiled and said, "I think she likes me."
Oh.
And it's the first time that I've seen that student smile at school. And after that, he was able to go back into class just for a short period of time anyway. But never seen that happen with that student before. So it's been quite a beautiful thing to watch some of our students who really struggle to come to school, have this connection with Rosie.
And have you ever had a well-being dog at the school before? I mean, where did you get the idea from?
Well, it's something that we've been, you know, thinking. One of our staff members has been particularly keen for many years. I've been at this school for 5 years, and she's probably been talking to me about the idea of a well-being dog for 5 years. Finally, we came across Dogs Connect, and I saw them as I was scrolling through Twitter over the Christmas break, and thought, oh my gosh, this is perfect. Someone is going to support us with the right kind of dog, with the right kind of training. And so I made contact, reached out to Grant, and he got back to me. What I wanted was just a connection for someone who did the same thing in New South Wales, because he's in Victoria. He said he didn't know of anyone in New South Wales, but he was particularly keen to link with us because we are a special school that's just for students that have anxiety and depression and PTSD. And he was particularly keen to see the impact that would have on a school full of students like that. But we also have a school that is for young parents, and they come to school highly anxious about their life circumstances, and we're seeing an incredible benefit for them as well, having Rosie on site. So, yeah, it's been in the pipeline for a while, but we've just never found the right person to help us through the journey.
It's such a wonderful idea, and I know that lots of workplaces have Bring the Dog to Work Day, but the thing with dogs, though, which I know you would know, Bronwyn, being the owner of Rosie, is they sometimes get up to mischief, and they sometimes get up to a bit of trouble. Has she ever sort of caused a bit of drama in the classroom?
Oh, yes. So she'll sit there. The first day I took her into our Stage 5 class, she did a wee. So the teacher was amazing, and he was like, okay, now we're not going to laugh right now. We'll wait until she leaves. So that was
don't make her feel bad.
Saying hello. she'll bark in the classrooms when she was just a little puppy. She's getting a lot better at that now as she's starting to learn that this is part of her day. But I tell you, the funniest thing that happens is today I was walking up to the front of the school from my office, and Rosie was in the administration area with our admin person, and I came around the corner and I heard a bark and went, oh darn it, that's where she's up here. And because every time she hears my footsteps, she knows it's me. So she looks up,
Mom,
or she starts to bark, or she'll have a little cry. Anyway, she was just barking. I had to go and just say, I'm here. But the admin person said she knew it was you before you even turned the corner.
Yeah.
So she can hear my keys jingle or my footsteps. They move in a certain way. I don't know, but that was funny.
Yeah, they're very clever. Well, it's a wonderful initiative, and I'm so pleased to know that it's making a real difference to the students. And it's such a simple act, but it's a great good news story. We need it. We need more of those, Bronnie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem, Deborah. Thanks.
Wonderful. Bronwyn Thorogood there, the principal of St Philip's Christian College, where they've got a well-being dog. And it sort of got us thinking too on this Are You OK Day, we're, you know, looking at all the things to help people out, focusing and shining a light on anxiety, managing stress and helping others who might be struggling. But one of the simplest things is to really focus on the things that make you happy. And, you know, it might be spending time with your dog or your cat. It might be just simpler things. We put together a little bit of a list in our office about the things that do make us happy. And I'd love to hear from you. Love to have you add to the list, 131-873. It might be just a lazy Sunday and doing absolutely nothing. It might be laying out in the sun just for an hour or so on a beautiful spring day, finding a book you can't put down. Or maybe it's just walking down the street and having a stranger give you a smile or a g'day, how you going? Maybe getting your hair cut. What are the things that make you happy?